Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Bobby Ball.
Rock on.
Bobby,
get in. Bobby, good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. Listen, thank you so much for calling the show.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you're back. You're everywhere now. You're in Mount Pleasant and,
I'm all over the place. Not going out with Lee Mack.
Yeah, you're good in that as well. Great. Well
doing
done.
The play that I wrote and then touring with Tommy. I never stop.
Hollywood next.
Hollywood next. Otherwise, it means stopping at home. So I think I'd sooner be on the road.
She's
kidding. She's looking at me with glazed eyes.
Oh, Bobby, thank you so much for giving us a call. It must be fantastic to be doing all this great work again. You enjoying yourself?
Oh, yeah, I always have done. I mean, life's a living, isn't it? So that's what I'm doing. So.
And who's asked you to give us a call? Who are you supporting?
It was a fella called Shanks Chowdhury, who's a teacher with my daughter. And we've got a charity, and we look after dementia people at the Clifton Hospital. And we want to build a garden so they can all go in with the families and have some quality of life. You know, that's what we do. That's what we're trying to raise money for.
Oh, good. We're
on a big show on February 1st at the Lowther Pavilion, and all my mates are coming along, and all the proceeds are going to that charity, you know.
And what is the name of this charity, Bobby?
It's not. It's just for the dementia people.
Right, I've got you now.
Raising money for the hospital.
Right.
Blue Skies, is it? She didn't get my wife. Blue Sky.
We need to get... Well, you got another phone? We can have a chat with her as well. It's like she's. It's like a ventriloquist act, you and your wife.
Well, why change after 42 years? I'm the dummy, mate.
It's my wife does exactly the same, right? When I start speaking on the phone, it drives me insane. Where she just
and she does the same.
Yeah, they just start talking in the background.
They don't speak. Oh, they go, just tell them that. And their mouth goes bigger, but their voice comes out quieter.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what are you up to today, Bobby? Are you filming? What's your
today,
day ahead for you?
I'm off today. Me and my wife are going out for lunch.
Oh, lovely.
What am I doing, Vaughn, today? Yes, I'm going to meet the 92-year-old lady, taking some flowers, because she's a bit of a fan of mine and Tommy, so we're going to meet her. She doesn't know we're going. Her son's going to take her out for a dinner, and we're going to just join in on there.
Well, be careful you don't surprise her too sharply at that age. You know, do it gently.
Oh, well, I won't do it hard. I'll just do it very gently.
Just ease into the surprise. Don't leap out or anything, Bobby.
Oh, well, I'm going to take my wife and say, look, if you don't stop it, you'll not reach this age. Man, I've been married for 42 years, so I think I'll stick with her now.
Yeah, okay. And now, listen, the question, what will happen is every celebrity that gives us a call, they leave a question for the next celebrity that calls us. And your question comes from Shaken Stevens.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wants to know, what's the best thing you've done, Bobby?
The best thing was done was, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Did you enjoy that?
I absolutely loved it. If ever you get the chance to go and do it, you must do it, because it's the best adventure. It's fantastic. And it's real. It's not. There's no setup. It's what you see on TV. That's how it is. I'll tell you a very funny story about that when I was in that jungle. So Tommy had been sent out. So I was on my own in this jungle with all these other people, right? My wife, her again, is in a 6-star hotel. I'm in the jungle, right? One day I've got diarrhea, next day I'm constipated. I'm starving, and I'm bitten by spiders all over my body. Right, so little spider bites. She is in a 6-star hotel. You must remember that. Then they send me out, and they see me on the... I see her on the bridge, and I'm desperate to see her, because she pampers me. And I run up to her, and her first words to me, she says, you don't know what I've been through. That's true. Because she had all the press round her, you see, and she doesn't like that.
Oh, that's so funny. What is the name of the lady we can hear in the background with a lovely voice?
She's a lovely name, is my lovely Yvonne. Do you want a word with her?
Yeah, can we chat to Yvonne as well, Bobby?
Come on, Yvonne. You're doing enough talking.
Good morning, Christian.
Yvonne, it is a pleasure to meet you. Good morning.
Yes, you too.
So I'm
very embarrassed now, I'm sorry.
No, don't be so silly. No, I could tell you were just checking he's got the charity details right.
And right, it's the hospital does it, but it's called Blue Skies.
Right.
But it's Blue Skies, second phase of the garden at Clifton Hospital. That's what it is.
And that's what you're trying to try and get them a garden.
I've gone round all the local businesses.
Oh, good for you.
contributing to it. I mean, everybody's been so kind,
yep.
You know, giving us raffle prizes and things like that. Apparently, one in four people get dementia, you know, so we're starting to do something big for it now.
Oh, that's very good of you. And surely, also, Bobby must have some stuff squirreled away under the mattress, right, that he can help out with, yeah?
Oh, no problems, yeah. And we've got a lot of friends that to do the show. Everybody's doing it for nothing. There's no complimentaries, there's no nothing. And everybody's just getting in there and doing it.
That's brilliant.
And every last penny is going to the dementia unit.
Now, listen, what is it like? What don't we know? You being married to a showbiz legend like Bobby Ball.
Right, OK.
What is it like?
Dear. Yeah, he was 6 foot when I married him. I've worn him down. Because he gets very cheeky.
I bet he does. How do you keep him in line?
To be honest, he makes me laugh. Makes me laugh all the time. And we just have... We're best friends as well.
And how did you originally meet? Because you've been married 40 years.
Yeah, he gets ups and he gets downs and things like that.
Yeah.
But no, we have a great relationship.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. And how did you two meet?
Funny enough, I was a bunny girl, would you believe, in a nightclub called The Fiesta in Stockton-on-Tees.
Wow.
And he came to appear there, and we were at a party, and we just talked the whole night. I mean, there used to be a party every night when you worked in nightclubs.
Yeah.
And we finished work at 2:30. And we actually sat in a chair and talked till 7 o'clock in the morning, and it just went from there, really.
Fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? That was about 45 years ago. So I've done something wrong in a past life, really.
To end up with a life with Bobby. That's your sentence you're living out. Do you know what? You two should do a live show together.
A live show together? Oh, man, I don't know about that. No, I mean, people have asked us, and we do have banter together, but I'm not that good, really.
Oh, you know, I think you're a natural talker.
You know. Only one star in this.
Did you hear that? He said there's only one star in this family.
Yeah. Where is he then?
And that's me. Yeah,
exactly, it's you. All right, can you hand us back to Bobby Ball now?
Hang on, he wants to tell you something. Hang on, 1 second.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
And also this, you must watch it. You know Cold Feet?
Yeah.
My grandson's on that.
Is he? Who's your grandson in it?
He plays John Thomas's son.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the little lad. That is your grandson.
That's my grandson, yeah.
Who knew you had one good actor in the family? You can have that.
My two sons are a comedy double act called the Harper Brothers. So
are they?
They're all in the game, really.
Fantastic. With those genes, how couldn't they be? Hey,
exactly.
Listen, Bobby, we need a question from you for the next celebrity, or Yvonne, one of you two.
Well, you need to give it away, but
no, I wouldn't do that.
I've got another question. What is Cannonball's catchphrase?
Oh, that's a fantastic one. One of the greatest catchphrases ever. Oh, bless you. Hey, listen, Bobby and your wife, Yvonne, thank you so much for giving us a call this morning. Hey, my pleasure. It's been a joy to chat to you both. Enjoy your lunch today.
Thanks a lot, mate.
All right, take care. Rock on, Tommy.
Oh, you'll give it away.
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, God, amateur. Sorry. All right.
No worries. Bye.
See you later, Bobby.